Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
538.com currently reports Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 88.2% of the time.
And Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union on the trend among second home owning Democrats whose main base of operations may be elsewhere to register and vote upstate. It is still unclear how the trend will impact registrations in the 19th congressional district. NY19 Votes, an activist group, started a website in July called Smart Vote New York to help drive registration of those with a second address upstate. The group will send pre-stamped voter registration forms to those who use the website to help ease the transition, NY19 Votes campaign director Dustin Reedy said. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Chris Martin said of the effort, quote, "These shady political tactics epitomize the desperation of a divided and leaderless Democratic Party," end quote. The GOP has used the carpetbagger claim in past election cycles, including the contest between Fordham Law professor Zephyr Teachout and Kinderhook native John Faso. Many of the candidates lining up to unseat Faso in 2018 have already made a point of stressing their roots in the region, even as some have lived elsewhere in the recent past. Asked about downstate voters registering here, Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County said the race will be decided by the residents of the district, quote, "who have been betrayed by Faso's votes to take away health care and to pollute our environment," end quote. A spokeswoman for Dutchess County resident Antonio Delgado said, quote, "Antonio supports people registering and voting wherever they're eligible to do so," end quote. Brian Flynn of Greene County similarly said, quote, "people should decide for themselves where it's appropriate for them to register to vote," end quote. Jeff Beals of Greene County and Pat Ryan of Ulster County both declined to comment. A representative for Dave Clegg of Ulster County did not respond to a request for comment. Read the full story in the Times Union and at the CapCon notebook. Candace Dunkley reports in Spectrum that Representative John Faso had a public event with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Ulster County on October 30th. The event in Esopus was not listed on his public schedule on his website. FBI Albany Division Special Agent Charlie Vadim Thomas discussed, quote, "keeping houses of worship safe from terrorist attacks and other acts of violence," end quote, according to the report. Thomas discussed both foreign terrorist groups from the Islamic State and domestic white supremacists. Last week, a fire destroyed the Deconic home that was the target of hate speech vandalism in June.
Religious communities are often considered soft targets for those that would do them harm. Basically, making sure that we have good communication, especially if you have alienated young people, that we try to bring them back into the fold, talk to them.
That was a brief recording of Faso speaking with Spectrum on October 30th. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative John Faso predicts President Donald Trump will not interfere in the ongoing federal investigation into whether Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Quote, "I certainly don't expect interference," end quote, from the White House, Faso said in a phone interview October 31st. Special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation should proceed and, quote, "let the chips fall where they may," end quote, Faso said. On October 30th, Mueller indicted Paul Manafort, President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, and Manafort business partner Rick Gates. The arrest of former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, was also released to the public October 30th. Faso said he had not, quote, "seen any indication that would lead me to make the conclusion," end quote, that the White House would interfere with the investigation, and said Mueller has so far acted with integrity. Quote, "I've seen nothing to question it," he said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Barnini Chakraborty reports for Fox News that the Republican tax plan was announced November 2nd and it, quote, "trims deductions for state and local taxes," end quote. The plan limits the deductibility of local property taxes to $10,000 and eliminates the deduction for state income taxes. Some New York House Republicans, such as Lee Zeldin, immediately denounced the plan for raising taxes on New Yorkers. Representative John Faso from Kinderhook released a long statement November 2nd that seemed to support the tax plan, saying it does not give large tax breaks to the rich at the expense of the middle class. But he also said, quote, "I continue to be concerned regarding the impact on New York State due to the elimination of state tax deductibility," end quote. Faso voted against the tax plan framework last week, though Democrats in the U.S. House noted he waited until the measure had enough votes to pass before casting his no vote. Read the story at Fox News and Faso's full statement on the WGXC newsroom page.
The National Republican Congressional Committee has been doing opposition research about the Democratic candidates who want to challenge Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, in 2018, and found many of them were registered to vote out of the district in 2016. In fact, the four Democrats who have raised the most money to challenge Faso did not vote in the 19th Congressional District. Quote, Brian Flynn was living in New York City, Antonio Delgado was living in Montclair, New Jersey, Patrick Ryan was living in New York City, Gareth Rhodes was living in Cambridge, Massachusetts, unquote, the NRCC press release reports, with links to their voter registrations. In the last two elections in the district, Democrats have ran candidates Sean Eldridge and Zephyr Teachout, who both were labeled carpetbaggers for their suspect credentials as residents of the district, and both lost. That story is up on the WGXC newsroom with all these other stories about Representative John Faso. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.